Open Mic. A Letter to My Mother by Portia Johnson. Dear Mom, you with the hypodermic needle in your arm. I never said goodbye or joined your funeral procession because I was too angry at the time. Leaving me seemed to be your choice. Why make it? Was it something that I did or said? Weeks after you were dead, those questions hammered me until I thought my heart would shatter. But then, as my friend told me, the why of your absence doesn't really matter. Besides, I'm older now, and understand a little about pain and the crazy things it drives us to. So even though this may be overdue, remember, some things are better late than never. Mom, I finally forgive you. Love, Portia. P.S. Goodbye.
Tyrone. Now I know school's almost over. We came to our English class yesterday and found our poems and drawings gone from the wall. Portia was about to freak, along with everybody else, till Mr. Ward surprised us with a class anthology. He'd gone to some quick copy place and made up books for each of us with copies of our work. It was pretty cool the way he hooked it up. I can't wait to show my moms. It was kind of sad seeing the walls all bare. But hey, today was our last open mic Friday, so it was time for our stuff to come down. Besides, we were only in there long enough to take attendance. Then we headed for the auditorium to have open mic there as part of assembly, just like Mr. Ward planned. The hall was crowded by the time I got there. I looked around for that reporter, but I don't think he made it. Yeah, well, I thought, his loss. I slipped into a seat in the front row just as the principal called everybody to attention. Sitting up front ain't my thing, but this assembly was different. Our whole class was there so we could reach the stage quicker to read our work. I was down with that. The principal made a couple of announcements, but don't ask me about what. Nobody was interested. We all sat up, though, when he called Teach to the stage. Mr. Ward explained what Open Mic Friday was about and how we got started. Wesley yelling, "Y'all got me to thank, remember that?" I was only half listening because I was waiting till Teach got to the good stuff, meaning when we finally got to read. "Before we get started," he said, "I thought it would be good if one or two of the students who have participated in Open Mic this year would say a few words about what it has meant to them." I checked down the row real quick. "I'll pass," said Leslie.